Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds like shit.
You know what? I was going to wait and see if you said that. I have changed phones. Are you still telling me it sounds like shit?
No. Now that you're actually talking, no, it doesn't. It's when you're thinking it does. Maybe that's just me.
Welcome to another show. And why do we do this effing show? Because we got nothing better to do, right, John?
Because we're flagellants. We are flagellants of the 14th century. We beat ourselves because it makes us feel better. Yes, we do.
you have had quite a week. But first of all, let me say, let the crowd say, that you need a standing ovation for what you did this past week. I read your Facebook page.
The bunny thing?
The bunny story. Oh my God, dude, that was amazing. You know what? You actually brought a tear to my eye.
The write up was something. You know, it's kind of like it takes a real man to actually, what's that saying? A true man shows his kindness by giving kindness to people that can do nothing for him, whatever it is. But Yeah, that was something. That was like
that
a 3-day,
whatever,
a 72
what,
to 96 hour.
Yeah, whatever the fuck you were trying to say. It
son of
good.
A bitch. No, I went down. Okay. Two little bunnies.
Oh, wait,
my wife
okay,
was.
Wait a minute. Tell the story to those people who have not read your Facebook page. Here you go. Go ahead.
There you go. There's the proper music. Yeah, real quick. Saturday night, me and my wife are sitting down to a nice steak and potatoes dinner. We're simple people, but we cook right. But anyway, we had steak and potatoes, and all of a sudden, bam, Maggie, my wife, is a member of the local first aid EMS, and so bam, we get a call from them saying two little baby bunnies fell down the storm drain in front of the EMS building. Well, we don our gear and run out there because we're on a rescue mission. Well, okay, good. I jump into a sewer pit, and there's two of them. And it's a whole long story. If you really want to hear it, DEFCON Sauces, DEFCON Sauces on Facebook, or John Dilly at Facebook. We were able to rescue one out of the two. They're about the size of fuzzy, they were about the size of fuzzy ping pong balls. We got one, but not the other. The girl was named Dawn. The boy who ran away was named Dusk. He went on to the other side. It was a very sad thing. We put a lot of effort in this. We had DPW. We had fire. We had police. We had EMS. It was the whole town came together to get these little fuzzballs out of the sewer, and yours truly was able to grab a hold of one of them. We could not get the other one. We tried again a couple of nights later, but we were not able to save the other one. Whatever. Maybe the evil overlord of hot sauces, but I also got a freaking heart, and humans suck, animals don't. And that's kind of what it comes down to. And so there it is.
Well, I was impressed by the story. You had a lot of reaction on Facebook. And
I like to write.
Yes, you do like to write. And you write very well, but it touched everybody's heart. And I'm going to start calling you Super Bunny Man, if that's okay.
I prefer Bunny Whisperer.
A Bunny Whisperer. Okay, the Bunny Whisperer. Okay, that's your new title.
Yeah.
But no,
that's
anybody
right.
Who have not read the story, go to John's Facebook page, John Dilly on
Please
Facebook.
Do.
And it's a very
It's also we actually have a second page called Nugget von Beelzebunny, B-E-L, Zebunny, Z-E-B-U-N-N-Y. We had a rabbit for a while. We adopted. We took out of a very bad home. I'm allergic to rabbits, which is the oxymoron here. I'm allergic to rabbits, but there's a reason for everything. We had Nugget for a few years, and I was highly allergic, but we rescued her, and I would take an inhaler every freaking day I woke up in our house because of the rabbit, but it didn't matter. The rabbit meant more than I did, and that's how an animal person feels. It's just like, hey, we are just humans. The animals don't suck. Humans are the only people that suck. Animals don't. They don't go to Starbucks and take 15 minutes for an order. They don't go to a pizza and wait for the tomato and cheese and say now they're vegan. No, animals are cool.
Well,
people
I just told somebody today the way the universe works, the animals got it figured out. The universe and God or whomever you want to believe in takes care of them. And I see bunnies out there. I see owls. I see blue heron. I see cranes. I see ducks. And they seem to get along.
And there's a biosphere. And just because a crane took a fish out doesn't mean that the crane has
exactly.
to explain that he's not a vegan to anybody. Because the crane is a crane. The fish is a fish. The crane eats the fish. That's how life works. Well, I don't need to be explained. Oh, my God, I can smell your hamburger across my restaurant. Well, you came to a steak joint. So shut the hell up, eat your cheesecake, and get the hell out. There's a poncho on it. It's like, what the hell? Where are we going with this?
Do you see how we just go on a tangent and just run with it?
Oh,
and then on top of that.
You got me started. No. Oh, by the way, in 72 hours, I closed on a house. Okay, this is great. I'm not strung out at all. And tomorrow morning, we leave at like 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Oh, my God. In like 8 hours, we leave to go drive down south to Beach Haven, to New Jersey, and Beach Haven to go to the Hot Sauce Fest. If you want to come down to it, it's going to be fucking awesome. We did it last year. We're back. It's about 25 to 30 of us hot sauce vendors surrounded by craft beer tense. Can you see the way this is going to go? Oh, my nerves are going to be soft because we get done with the show, and tomorrow night in our town there's a wet down. So okay, we leave the show at like 6:30 when we drive back, and now we have a wet down to do for the fire department. It doesn't end, and then 48 hours later we close on a house. And oh my God, we have nothing going on. We have nothing at all going on. I love everybody. Love you.
Yeah.
And no Ponco.
And then I have Ponco, and I sell labels.
Yeah, you sell labels. Yeah. Why hasn't Maggie got back to my label? I don't know. Maybe she's a little busy.
Maybe she's been rescuing bunnies. Okay.
Oh,
you pulled
my emotions out tonight. What the hell's wrong with you? No one does this. This is not a good thing to get. This is not a good path. Not a good path.
You know what? It's funny you said Nugget. That was actually the name of the rabbit was Nugget.
Nugget von Beelzebunny, destroyer of worlds, first daughter of Thorfinn Skull Splitter. If you want to know the whole thing, it's Nugget von Beelzebunny on Facebook.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's all about rabbit adoption and finding a rabbit home. It's all about bunnies. Bunnies are awesome. If you come on the Nugget site and you say anything about fricasseeing a rabbit, well, you're off there, pal, and you'll be disowned.
Well, all I know is all the women I've been meeting lately, that movie, what was that called? With Glenn Close, Fatal Attraction. All
you really
want to
go there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really hot water. Yeah, that's great. That's great, pal.
All right, we need to talk about our guest tonight, Jay Turner of Burns & McCoy, who's a buddy of yours. Burns & McCoy Hot Sauce will be joining us. I think he's calling in now. And then our second guest. I did get you cranked up, didn't I? Our second
Wait. You got hot sauce first? Oh,
yeah,
we're ranking now.
First.
We're ranking.
Yeah.
Ain't no psychic chef. We got hot sauce.
Nick Gordon with Nick of the Woods is going to be talking about wilderness survival. And I spoke to this guy, and he's going to tell us how to survive in the wilderness. If you're, like, dropped in the middle of the woods,
he's going to tell us how to prepare a rabbit.
Naked and afraid. Right, naked and afraid. He's going to tell you how to cook a rabbit.
Yeah. Here's how to prepare a rabbit. Okay. Oh, little Jersey.
Okay.
Little Jersey's going to come down.
Alrighty.
I'm all wound up tonight. I am totally wound up tonight. Can you tell?
Yeah. So do you want to talk to our first guest?
Oh, why? Certainly. Bring him on.
Okay. Jay Turner of Burns & McCoy Hot Sauces. He's one of the guys. I think he goes for the extreme hot sauce. I mean,
he does.
He's the
Reaper. All kind of goes. Oh yeah. He goes. He's up there. Yep.
All right, if this thing is working, I press this button, and I believe Jay Turner will be joining us. Good evening, Jay. Welcome to the show.
Beep. How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, John? How you doing, Frank?
Doing well, dude. How about you?
I'm all right. Well, I'm sitting here watching rabbits run around, and I'm sitting here feeling bad about dusk. I read your story. It was sad.
Yeah.
You guys did.
Well,
you know, but you're talking to the guy today that, like, literally stopped in the road for a squirrel because I'm like you. Animals don't, you know, they're not malicious.
See, now,
I had two people flip me the bird and tell me to fuck off. And I was like, come on, guys.
There's a difference between rabbits and squirrels. There's a definite difference. Rabbits are innocent. Squirrels are little Satans all running around.
Yeah, they are definitely a little evil.
Because a rabbit is not going to claw its way through your soffits to live in your attic.
Because they can't
climb.
That's true.
But unfortunately,
these are little Satans. I chase those motherfuckers down any road I can find. I'll chase them down. I'll get the. Oh, look at it. He's got terror in his eyes. Let me run over his head. No, that's a squirrel.
Oh, man.
Rabbits are different.
Jay.
Jay,
welcome to this.
I'm all wound up tonight. I apologize. I got a whole bunch of crap going on right now.
It's because you're excited about
hot
sauce, man. You're excited about hop sauce.
I'll tell you what, you guys have really you came on the scene not too long ago and really made a statement. I'll give kudos to you guys.
Hey, you know we're trying, and we started off
There is no try. There's only do. Yeah, I'm speaking the Yoda, but there is no try.
you know what? We got lucky. I'll tell you this. Right place, right time.
Oh, come on.
Hey, you know what? I mean, when you and I were talking in New York, and by the way, I have put out feelers to Kroger for you, but I mean, it, right place, right
Thank
time.
You.
We got people like you that have just been, you know, doing what you do and doing it amazingly, and these big grocery chains aren't sniffing your way. We just sit there, and it's been instantaneous. It's really unfrickin' believable, and it's also
humbling. I think there's a demographic with that, too. I mean, you start going out west, I think people are, for one, the population density is a little bit less than, like, let's say, a Manhattan. I think that has a lot to do with it. And everybody's got attitudes around here, and everybody's got an issue. It's like, why do you got a dog in your purse? Why don't you buy a real dog? It's like, whatever shits. There's shit in your purse, and then they get mad at me for asking at a farmer's market. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's dumb. Oh, you must be a vegan. So do you eat the dog crap? Because that's not vegan. You know, there's a whole bunch of things. There's a whole bunch of stuff. It's dumb. But anyway, but you guys, I'll give kudos to you guys. You guys have really made the scene in a very short amount of time. I give kudos to you guys.
Man, it's only been 2 years.
Right.
And it's unbelievable. But all that being said, there's people like you. I can name a million people, from Steve Seabury to Scott Zeichlin to Amy and Ed Buchholz, everybody around us are just all amazing people. And, there's snakes in any industry. I haven't seen too many yet. I'm sure they're around, and I'll just count my blessings. I'll count my blessings. I haven't been dealing with them yet.
Right.
And, I like it. I mean, honestly, Ed got a hold of me. I really wanted to go out there to Jersey for Hop Sauce. It just wasn't in my cars. I'm bummed out, so I'm going to live vicariously through all you guys' pictures this weekend.
I'll tell you what, make sure you do next year. Well, you have to be invited, too, by Regina.
Well,
Ed
made sure to get that invitation out.
Oh, sure.
And but he said next year it's definitely a go, and I said, good. You know, because I want to go out there. All the vendors from the beer, I don't drink, but you guys can all drink for me. But the beer vendors, great, great vendors, and obviously the hot sauce and spicy food. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Drunk people buy a lot of hot sauce.
They do.
They
I don't know why there's not more beer hot sauce mixture festivals.
I'll tell you what, Regina and her husband they're on mark with this. I mean, this thing's it's freaking, people are falling down. I need a bottle of this, and they pay for it. They can actually count their wallet and give you the money. Oh,
that's awesome.
You try to hand them change. Well, they only got one hand that works, so they wander away. But whatever.
Hey, Jay, I'm gonna change the subject here for a second. I was just reading on Facebook. You just found out that your wife and you are having a little boy.
Yes, we are excited.
Oh, congratulations, dude!
Yeah,
actually, cool. I knew. Just
you put the stem on the apple.
Oh, man, it's just – and, you know, my wife is just – she is seriously unbelievable. This woman, just like you know, John, I mean, putting in hours.
Oh, when you find the right one, you know it.
Well, I mean, pregnant, but she goes and works a regular job, and then if I'm still in the kitchen, she comes and works with me till 8 or 9 o'clock at night. It's unbelievable, and I'm very blessed.
You are.
Well,
if I go bow out of this one, he gets all quiet right now. It's like a cat under the
boy. I ain't saying much. I tried twice at the and it ain't worked. It ain't worked out so well. So I ain't found the right one yet. But oh well. What are you gonna do?
It's like a cat under a rug, and you see the big eyes on the cat as the mouse walks by. that's Frank. It's like, no, you can't act like that. You can't do that because your butt twitches, your tail twitches. They see you coming. It doesn't work.
Tell us about your product. You know, I'm a weenie when it comes to hot sauce. So what I'm saying is you've got some really hot shit. So tell us about what you have.
We do.
It's good, though.
We do. So the really hot stuff, okay. Well, okay, I'm going to start from the humble beginnings. I'm from Colorado. I like the southwestern Mexican food. We started off with a Mexican-style sauce, very authentic, and then it grew, and then we did a fruit-based mango habanero, and then we did a chipotle sauce. But then going to all these events, I'm like, you know what? And I'm always right around K-John and John Hart. And I was like, around people like you, John, as well, with your super, super hot wing sauces, which are amazing, too.
Thank you.
You know, I just kept seeing it. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to make something hot. And I didn't set out to go and make it as extreme as I did. But we have a 7-pot sauce. We do great things with it. We use black garlic, yuzu juice, a little bit of agave, just tone it down.
You caught the bug.
You know, it's so bad. I told the wife the other day I hate my life, and she looked at me with a look of anger, and she's like, are you kidding me? I was like, I can't eat anything without spice. Once I told her that, she's like, oh, okay. But, I mean, the look she gave me immediately, I was like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble. But it's true. I caught the bug, and, you know, it's great. But even for me, I'm still middle-of-the-road heat guy. I'll eat super hot stuff.
Oh,
I
really
love making it, but I'm still middle-of-the-road. That doesn't mean that I'm not begging Ed Curry and Brett Rogers right now for some tinctures because I want some of their tinctures. They don't sell the damn things online. So I definitely do like the hot, but there's a time and place for the extreme heat for me. But I do love making super hots. It's fun.
It is fun. But, I mean, me, I don't go right for, like, our zero stuff, that little vial thing. It's the only, as far as I know, the only all-natural extract on the market. I don't even – tincture is like a new word they threw into the whole hot sauce thing. There's – oh, my God, it's like cutting hairs between what all mean.
John?
Yo.
Now, what word are you – what are you saying? Sphincter?
Yeah, sphincter. Yeah, sphincter. Sphincter says what? Yeah, sphincter says what?
What word are you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, he's saying
okay.
Tincture.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
a sphincter says
oh.
What? Yeah, that was a villain scene, Excellent Adventure, I think. Yeah, come on. Frank, come on. Oh, my God, you're killing me.
I was away there, and I thought I heard you say something about a sphincter, because I know hot sauce, when you eat it the next morning, it comes out your sphincter, and it's usually hotter than it was when it went in. But
well, that's because the sphincter, the actually, this is really hard to palate, but the lips, the human lips, are made of the exact same makeup of flesh as the asshole. It's a bad thing to taste. You know, I mean, we're not talking rim jobs or anything like that. I'm just saying that the same flesh makeup on the human lip is on the human sphincter. So people talk out of their ass, they do it all the time.
That's the damn truth.
Okay.
I've been having troubles breathing here. I knew I shouldn't have, but I ate an edible not long ago. And you guys are just, I can barely breathe over here. I love it. It's great.
Well, it's good, though. It's good. I mean, you're saving the earth one breath at a time. You know, you're rivaling that of cow farts for climate change.
Well,
yeah, yeah. You're good to go.
You.
You're good to go.
But yeah,
all right. So where are you? I know we went from hot sauce.
Yeah, where are we going with this? Yeah,
we're not going anywhere with this. But go back, Jay. Go back to talking.
Hey,
about
you know what?
Sauce.
There's nothing wrong with that. We'll keep running in circles. But yeah. Anyways, like I said, I've been humble. But we started off mild, went medium, and then I went with the super hots back in November.
Right.
And since then, it's just been an insane hit. I mean, cool. I've won awards. Awards are great. They're really great for marketing. I don't give a damn about the awards as much as the consumer enjoying them. And the consumers are loving them. It is.
You have to admit, it's fun to win them. You go up on stage, you grab it like that. Honestly, we've won a shit ton of them. I've never really found that they did much for me. I didn't. I like winning them because they get up on stage and wave to everybody. That's what winning awards is to me.
It is, and that's what I love that Steve does, is that he allows it to be in a live setting instead of you getting an email or finding out on Facebook, hey, this is who won.
You're right. Absolutely
person,
right.
It's great. It's like, you know, I played in bands in my life. It's similar to walking on stage in front of a crowd. It doesn't matter if it's 5 strong or if it's 5,000 strong, but still sitting there and you just get that adrenaline rush. It's great.
Yeah, that's a side of me nobody even knows about. I'm not going to mention that. Yeah, I've been on stage before. But I'll tell you what Steve has done with the golden, with the Screaming Mimes, is the fact that you only have 13 awards, for hundreds upon hundreds of people trying to win them. You do all the other things. You got like 100 different things, first, second, third, and okay, well, we only had three people enter this, so who did the best out of the three? Everybody gets an award. It's like a participation award. I don't like that.
Yeah,
this
and
one,
I won't mention which ones
are
like that.
Those are hard to win, dude. The Screaming Memes, you're up against, you have 13 awards, and either you win it or you don't.
Yep. And that's the thing.
I love it.
That, I mean, and you saw it this year. Somebody popped up in the wing category.
Yes.
And
it was me.
I was surprised. Yeah, well, yeah. But did you get all three again this year?
No. I only got first.
Okay. But, yeah, see, so somebody new popped up.
Yes,
and,
it was oh God, the guy from New Zealand, Cully and Bonfato.
Yeah, Chris. That's right. And
Chris
I mean,
is funny as shit.
Very, very,
oh God, he's hilarious.
Yeah. He is fucking. He is just amazing. And,
well,
did you
notice I bowed out on stage though? I bowed out. I handed in my hat. We won it 4 years in a row. People are asking me if I'm getting paid to win these things. No, I'm not. Our stuff is just that good. And people are like, oh, no, I don't want to hear this crap. I am honest as comes. And there goes again. But Chris goes to me. He goes, you bowed out. I was like, yes, I bowed out. He goes, you can't bow out until I beat you. It was hilarious.
That's so Chris. I love it. And that's perfect.
Oh man. But anyway.
Well, you know,
you
interestingly enough, I go ahead, Frank.
Jay, let me mention your website, burnsandmccoy.com.
Okay.
.com. If people want to find your product, they need to go there. I always play that music when John gets on his little tangent about how great this sauce is and how he won the Screamy Memes and blah, blah.
Hey, you know what, though? It is the cream of the crop in the industry, hands down.
I tell you what, Jay, I cream every time he comes on this show, every Friday night. He is the cream of the crop.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh my God. I know, I'll tell you what. That's what's great about the hot sauce industry as a whole. I mean, we all get along. You got your handful of douchebags. I mean, you're never going to get rid
of
them. But, yeah, whatever. And you have yet to meet them. You will, trust me.
I just
go to the minefield. And I get in so many – I mean, I've been, I'm going on 15 years doing this crap. But I feel like it was still like our first couple of years. That's how I still feel. It's so cool. Yeah, once you get the burn of it, well, that's no pun intended. Once you see yourself in the industry, you meet a whole bunch of friends you never met, and everybody is there to help everybody else, because when the industry does better as a whole, everyone does better as a whole.
We do.
It's so true.
Jay, he's cranked up. Did you say a little while ago that you're in Kroger?
We are. We're in the Colorado Kroger. It's 160 locations, but it's Colorado, Utah, Wyoming. Well, we're in Savory too. And interestingly enough, and this is the most surprising thing of all, those super hots that we have that you have on your website, Whole Foods is carrying those.
Nice.
Whole Foods?
And that,
no kidding.
Yeah, and that's weird to me, because you look at those labels, they're demonic, and, I mean, they are fucking hot sauces. And, I mean, because it was placed in Whole Foods, I actually got little one-inch warning stickers to put on the frickin' shrink bands, because the last thing I need is somebody trying to sue me.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's a reality of society right now. We're such a sissified society.
To this day, just as a reminder, everybody out there who may be in the hot sauce industry, for the best insurance coverage, to be honest, is probably the Hartford. We've been using them for well over a decade, and they do very, very well. They combine with USAA, which I love USAA as well. They combine. You'll save a lot of money using the Hartford. They didn't pay me to say that either. I'm just telling people, because there's a lot of guys out there that don't have a shit ton of bucks.
Well, you bring that up, and I'll tell you a little side story about that, because, you know, I don't know, Jay, you know if I have that I have Panko Ponko, but I actually have
Ponko.
Buffalo flavor. And I actually
it's actually pretty good.
I And actually,
the jalapeno one's better. The jalapeno one's better.
But I had people complaining that it was hot, and I actually had to put a label on there on top of the jar that says hot and spicy. I mean, people actually are that freaky nowadays that if you don't tell them, you can get in freaking trouble.
That's because
the
dog passed out from the fumes. The pocket dog, the first dog. The first dog.
I mean, when was the last time you were asked this, John? I'm going to ask you this one. When was the last time you were sitting at a festival and said somebody looks at you and says, do you have something that has no heat?
Well, it's like, what the fuck are you doing here, dude?
I get it all the time.
No, it's one of the best, and a God bless his soul from Intensity Academy. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Tom Wass from Intensity Academy. He passed this year.
Yeah.
It was a bad time. However, he had one of the best comebacks of all history of hot sauces. I do believe it was at Zest Fest in Texas. Lady comes up to him, and now he had carrot-based sauces. Carrot-based.
Yeah.
It's different, but it holds the heat. Carrot does very well with mixing. But anyway, lady comes up to him. So what? Oh, my God, that's really hot. What makes the carrots hot? He goes, well, we live in Florida. It's closer to the equator. They grow that way. Well, the lady wandered away with the Cliff Clavin knowledge that she's going to give to someone at a future party and look like a total fucking fool. So, Tom Wass, God bless you. Your protocol, your Tom Wassages are going on because people are going to make fools of themselves because you made them look stupid. They just didn't know it yet.
Oh, I cannot wait. I'm so using that. And I'll
give
him credit when credit's due.
Tom Wass, a man amongst men. God bless his soul. After the Hot Sauce Expo at the Amber Steakhouse thing we do every year, I got up there, had a tear-felt little thing for dialogue for Tom.
Well, yeah.
Those
unexpected ones suck.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay,
I have a
question. Jay, I don't know anything about hot sauce, but I'm learning as I'm dealing with John. But, tell me why... Your name is Jay Turner. Why in the hell is the company called Burns & McCord?
Okay, so I grew up here in Colorado, and I grew up way up in the mountains at the highest incorporated city in the U.S., a town called Leadville. All we did there was do.
He looked down upon us, Frank.
Shit as teenage. I'm telling you, especially all you sea level people. That was close to you, and,
people. What do you think about New Orleans people? Oh, that'd be good.
Hey, I lived in Nollins for a little while. Hey, that's actually where we came up and brought the hot sauce to fruition, was living down in Louisiana, surprisingly enough. But there's a mine about 30 miles from where I grew up, and it's called Burns & McCoy. So before we started really gearing towards hot sauce, I was actually doing barbecue sauce. And we were kind of going with a mining theme, and so I had some really cool artwork and stuff done up just going with the mining theme. But all that being said, looking at it and, sitting down with your business, it's like, is barbecue sauce the way to go? Is hot sauce the way to go? So we went the hot sauce way, and when we did that, I had a ton of names. I sat down with a marketing firm, and that was the name we stuck with.
Interesting.
So, but, you know, and –
You sat down with a marketing firm. I sat on my couch.
Yeah. And I know it's fucking pathetic.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Jay, here's your comeback.
Yeah.
You say to him, yes, and I'm in Kroger and I'm in Whole Foods. Where are you, John? Oh!
In all 50 states and 32 countries, bitch. So where are we going to go with this?
Hey, there you go. And,
Frank, you had your answer. Okay.
So Burns & McCoy was actually a mining company?
It's actually the name of a historical mine still here in Colorado.
That is very cool, dude. I did not know that. That's the kind of stuff I want to know. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but see, now
cool.
I'm sitting here, and those edibles are kicking in a little bit more, and I'm not promoting, weed use, but I live in Colorado. Hey, it's legal.
Right.
So as I'm sitting here, a little bit, not sober, but, when we first came up with that name and we agreed upon it, I never even thought of, we're doing a hot sauce name and the first name of the company is Burns. It has really worked for us in a stupid marketing way. And it also, at the same time, how many times I've been asked, it just like you did, saying, who's Burns and who's McCoy when they look at my wife and I or anybody else.
Right.
And I was like, none of us. And, you know, the marketing firm, and I am going to stick by this. When it worked out and it's worked in our benefit, they said, you know, using a name like Burns and McCoy versus, you know, Ass Buster, whatever stupid names I had.
Right.
And
I had nothing
like that. But they said, you know, it just it shows a better, you know, professional appeal to the consumers because two named names.
Right.
It just they said it just works in their head because of
it's like
how
Starsky
it was
and
back
Hutch.
In the day.
Yeah,
exactly.
Or like
you,
I'm thinking Bartles and James, same type of thing.
There you go. Lee and Perrins.
Yeah.
I mean, there's quite a few examples out there. And so we ran with it. You know, it's worked for our benefit. And, you know, but once again, like I said, humbled. But you said it right, though, John, earlier. We're here in Colorado. I mean, there's a shit ton of competition here to try to get on those shelf spots at these grocers, obviously.
Of course.
But I think the awards definitely have helped us here, but I'm also relentless with how I contact people. And, you know, one no, cool. Two no's, cool. Three no's, okay. Fourth no, if you tell me to fuck off, okay, I'll get the point and I'll walk away. But until
see,
I
I'm not like that.
There,
I bow out. I really don't contact many people at all. They contact us over time. And that's my approach. I don't know because it's so flooded around here, and the Northeast is just dumb. It's just everything's on every shelf. It's just like it's like Walmart everywhere, and it's just we don't have the little mom and we have a couple of them, but mom and pops are like a thing of the past here. It kind of sucks. It really does.
Yeah, that does suck. And you know, and that's corporate America snuffing out the small people. That's just how
it is.
Unfortunately.
To an extent, yep.
You know, and I mean, but let me say that Safeway and Kroger sought us out. Those aren't the two that I actually went after. But when it comes to other things, I have. But you know, we developed a name here. People are getting viral about it, and I mean, process of it. I'm rebranding with new labels, and so that'll be a little interesting how that rolls because you know consumers are cat-like and weird when things change.
Right.
And
you got Burns and McCoy.
Hey,
man, I got Def Con. I'm a con.
Hey, Jay,
my wife can't hear, so that's how that works.
By the way, Jay, I sell labels. If you need labels, let me know. If everybody
yeah,
has,
that's good to know. Figure that out. Yeah.
If you anybody
yeah, he makes
to
Ponco
out,
too.
Yeah, Burns and
hey,
McCoy.
Hey, I do need to try. I do need to try the breadcrumbs. I do.
Do the jalapeno before
you
do the buffalo.
I would prefer jalapeno over buffalo. I'm not the biggest buffalo fan, unless it's
right.
on wings.
Neither am I. I think our buffalo sauce sucks, but I can't convince the judges.
Hey, you know what?
If you guys want to check out Burns and McCoy, go to the website. We have a link here. It's burnsandmccoy.com. You can also find them at Safeway, Whole Foods, and Kroger. Do you have anything new coming out, Jay, that you want to tell everybody about?
You know, I'm working on a couple salad dressings. I'm working on a spicy ranch right now. We're talking. It's close. And I've got an Asian dressing. We don't just do spicy foods, but the spicy ranch fits in with that.
You have an Asian dressing. They aren't fully dressed yet?
Hey. That might depends
I
on
I gotta ask.
That's
inquiring minds want to know.
You know what? Right now, they're dressed. I'm
okay,
gonna keep
okay,
calm.
Okay.
But aside from that, I'm really excited. We just released two margarita mixes. We did an original that's got the Fatale pepper in it, so it's got a nice front end burn, and then we did a roasted blueberry Serrano, and they're just amazing mixes.
Interesting. Yeah, I never got into the berry stuff. I don't know. It's just me.
You know what? I don't drink, so you can imagine how doing recipe development is when you're not sitting there throwing drinks into it to see how it tastes.
Yeah,
did
I'm spitting into a skillet
drink,
making
wait
sauces.
A minute, you do edibles, but you don't drink. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, honestly, I had a drinking problem. I was in a coma for 5 days last year, and we'll just leave it at that.
No kidding.
So that was the end of drinking for me. Yeah.
No, but wait, Frank. No, this could be a lead-in because there is a psychic chef. We've had him on before.
I have news about the psychic chef that I'm going to share here shortly. But anyway, speaking of edibles, the only edibles I've had, she was wearing them. They were cherry. We got to go.
Hey, hey.
Our next.
Frank, that was lame, dude. That was lame.
Our next guest is calling in. Jay, thank you
for joining us
and putting up
with us.
All
right, Jay, you're awesome, dude.
EarnsandMcCoy.com. You can find their products. Check out all their new products. You can also find Jay on Facebook. Jay, you're welcome to come back anytime when you got some new products you want to promote.
Oh, I totally will.
You're coming back, dude. You're definitely coming back.
You know what? It'll be a blast, and I'll tell you this. I'm not going to be at any festivals soon, John. Are you going to be at Fiery Foods next March?
We don't do Albuquerque anymore. I'm not a big fan of the guy who runs it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I will see you in New York next year. That's probably next time.
There
I'll
it
see
is.
You first, in person.
Yes, you'll see me in April. Yeah, next April. No,
all right,
you
all. You guys have a good weekend, man, and thanks for having me.
All right, you too.
Absolutely,
care,
dude. Hey, have a good night, dude. I'll see you online, dude.
All right.
All right,
later,
we got to go.
You got
take
it.
Take care. All right, here we go. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be coming back. And speaking of the psychic chef, he is, I think, coming on next week, John, the way things
no
are lining
shit.
Up. Because,
oh, cool.
No, and he's going to read us. He's going to do a reading of you and I if everything works out right.
Do I have to send like hair clippings or I'll send him some pubes?
Yeah.
I mean, where are we going with this?
You got to send him like pubic hairs and stuff like that. But yeah,
oh, good, good. So now we're
going to
rank up there with Bill Cosby. Okay, that's great. Don't tell Maggie.
Patrick Fetters will be joining us, I think, next week. So that ought to be interesting. He's the guy who talks to dead people. He was a chef and had to stop doing his business.
What was it? Pet ferrets? What?
Patrick Fetters. All right, we're going to take a break. Our next guest is going to be telling us all about wilderness survival and what the hell do you eat when you're out in the wilderness? And
not rabbits.
His name is Nick Gordon from Nick of the Woods. We'll be right back, everyone. Don't go away. And I'm trying to get the music started. Here we go. I think it's going to start.
Yeah,
we'll
it's
right
that
back.
Switch over there. There you go.
There you go.
Appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Why don't we get drunk and screwed? I just bought a water bed filled up for me and you. They say you are a snuff queen. Honey, I don't think that's true. So why don't we get drunk and screwed?
Pick it, Coral Reapers. Here we go. thinking, John, do you know why I chose that song? John. Hello, John. I guess we lost John. John, are you there? Ah, crap. All right. We lost John. How about our, we do have our guest, Nick Gordon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, hey. We lost John. Then we lost John somehow. John, where are you?
I don't know. I was talking to my wife for a minute. Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the show, Nick Gordon with Nick of the Woods. You guys know why I chose that song? No.
Well, you got us at a loss, dude. That's obvious. Shoot.
Well, obviously, when you're out at, when you're out in the wilderness and you got nothing else to do, you get drunk and screw, unless you know Nick Gordon, and Nick can tell you what to do. So, Nick.
Well, if you're alone in the woods, you want something to screw, there's laws against taking an animal.
Yeah, there's not too loud about that. They don't take part of that.
Hey, Nick, welcome to the show, and we want to have you on because if we're out in the wilderness, what do we do? That's what you do. You're actually a wilderness survival guide, and that's what you tell people to do if they're stuck out in the wilderness. And we wanted to have you on the show to talk about the food in general. So I don't know where to, I don't even where to damn start. What do you do when you're out in the wilderness? What do you cook?
When you're out, let's say you're out in the woods and you get lost, you turn around, maybe you're going out for a week or something like that, so you get lost halfway through your trip. And, you know, let's say a bear comes and takes your pack, right, your backpacker, so you got all your stuff in your pack. You know, the option is if you don't know ahead of time, if you don't do a little bit of work beforehand and kind of learn some of these things, it's going to be really, really tough. But there's a lot of wild edibles. There's a lot of wild edibles that we have in our yards that are really common that a lot of people recognize really easily. And
yes.
That's usually where I get people started with sort of learning wild edible foods is with some of the vegetables and plants that grow in their yards. So
That's why humans have been around for so long is we learned this early on and we survived.
Yeah, and you know, there's something to be said about you know, what kind of food you eat. You know, I live in Wisconsin. And this far north, you'll be really hard-pressed to live off of leafy greens in the woods. It's just not possible. Cultures this far north and further north, they were never vegetarian or vegan, you know, for good reason. So, you know, there's a lot of times I'll see these survival sort of websites or these instructors that really sort of push this idea, you know, hey, you know, learn wild edibles. And, like, you know, it's this big credential sort of thing. But the reality of it is, you know, it's not super practical in a lot of cases, you know.
So what you're saying is the Wisconsin started off as vegan-free, but then they moved in.
Yeah, well.
Then they came en masse.
Yep.
Okay,
so,
checking.
So like, okay, to be serious, okay, let's say I'm pushed out of an airplane.
I am serious.
I know, but I'm pushed out of an airplane with a parachute. And I land out in the middle of the wilderness. What do I eat?
Ask D.B. Cooper.
Well, you're going to want to eat, you know, if you can, you know, get proteins like a mouse, a rabbit, a squirrel, things like that.
Oh,
you know, that's always great, right? You were talking about rabbits and squirrels earlier. You know, when you're in a wilderness survival situation, they kind of taste pretty much the same. This past weekend, I had a survival class going in the woods, and one of the things that my students had to deal with is they didn't really have their cooking utensils, pots or pans. They didn't have their seasonings or spices, and they had a lot of raw meat and raw vegetables that they had to cook up and prepare. And some of the meat they thought would be fantastic, but I'll tell you what, without a lot of spice and salt and things like that, it was pretty bland. You know, and there's a lot of vegetables out there that you can pick and forage. You know, and a lot of the stuff, it's not necessarily known for its flavor, but for survival foods, your key is going to be calories, and that's where you really have to, you know, if you can get your rabbits and squirrels, there's a lot of them, and you're going to get your most calories from things like that.
So in other words, there is, from what I understand, there is no bacon out there, right?
Well, so I looked into this. All right, I looked into the bacon of the woods. I've got some friends. I've got some friends who do a lot of foraging, and what we kind of came up with, what they told me a couple years ago. I can't remember who it was, but you know how every year we tap maple trees and make maple syrup. So this particular person, they tapped a shagbark hickory. Now, shagbark hickory is a really cool tree. It's easy to identify the bark. It peeled off in big, long pieces. They tapped this tree. And now you can use hickory to smoke meat, and it's great.
Okay.
Right.
Besides rabbit.
Syrup. Yeah, it makes your rabbit taste fantastic.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, continue.
So they made a syrup out of this bark. They took the bark, which looks kind of like bacon, in a sense, and they boiled it down, and they made this really great syrup that they use for flavoring. So that's about as close as I could figure for
a
vegetable.
So
what
are you saying? They barked
bacon.
Up the right tree. Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
That was good. That was good.
That was
really
good.
Hey, John.
Don't fuck with the rabbits. I was good.
John, what I think he just said was, if you can find a hickory tree, you melt, you burn
Leave
it
the
down,
rabbits alone. That's what I said.
Syrup, and you make the rabbit taste like bacon. That's what he just said.
Frank,
there you go.
You have no idea. Your pain shall be legendary, even in hell.
All right, I'll carry
anyway,
aside,
continue.
Nick. So Nick, what do you actually do? You take people out, and your business is to teach them how to survival, how to live off the land, and you're located near Milwaukee, right?
So I live down in southeast Wisconsin, and I do most of my work through Amita.com website that I manage. I actually have four chapters in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Appleton, Eau Claire, and Madison. And basically what I do is I lead
Thank
backpacking
you.
Trips, canoe trips. I do survival. I, what I want to do is get people outdoors, get them confident, get them, skilled and more experienced in these types of things. It's one thing
now,
to go out in the woods
that,
and
Now, people
burn.
That contact you, the people that contact you, are they like totally unskilled? And do you, I mean, what if I came to like some survival course kind of thing? Not like crazy survival stuff. But I mean, if I came to you and the people that come to you, are they totally unskilled at anything to do with the outdoors? Are they like Pizza Hut people? They just eat out of a can every day. No, but I'm being honest. I mean, the people that come to you, do they have any idea what they're doing, or do you get like totally newbies, or do you get people that kind of have an idea and they want to accentuate what they've already witnessed?
Yeah, I get a little bit of both. For the most part, the people that come out with me, they've done some camping in their background, maybe car camping, maybe some backpacking. And when they come out with me, they're going to learn skills that help them get further in the woods, more confident. Some people, when they see the rain in the forecast, they cancel their weekend trip. And when I tell people, if it's raining, that's an ideal time to practice using your new fancy rain gear.
But Xbox Bobby won't come out of the house.
There you go. So I do get some people that have zero background. They've never camped a day in their life. They have no gear. I'm able to help them get everything that they need. Usually it doesn't cost a thing for gear because nowadays the retail world for outdoor gear, it's ridiculous. There's so much money to be spent. And most of that stuff you don't really need. So I try and get people out there. If they have a good time and they like it, then they might start buying a few things here and there. But I try to keep people from splurging a bunch of money towards a bunch of gear that they're not going to really know how to use or know where to go to use it. Yeah.
Which is awesome because a lot of the guys in your space would be saying, oh, yeah, buy this, buy that, buy this, buy this, buy that.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
They get the check, they get the check from the company. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also, too, a lot of people, they go camping at state park campgrounds, which are great. In the summertime, they're crowded. There's lots of people. Depending on what kind of thing you want to do, I like to kind of highlight some of these, federal land areas, national forests, where you can go out, park your car, you don't need stickers or passes, you just go out there, make your own campsite, do your own thing.
Yep.
And So it opens up a lot of doors for people.
No, it's just very, it's very cool because me and my wife, she got me into going to Montana years and years ago.
Yeah.
We love it up there because 90% of Montana is just unclaimed land kind of stuff. I love it up there. And we stayed at a ranch, and it was like, oh, my God, how many thousands of acres can you have? I mean, I live in Jersey. It's like you're lucky if you get an eighth of an acre. But, I mean, it's just the thousands of acres. And, it's so cool to go out in the middle of nowhere and just camp. And, there's stuff around you. I mean, it depends where you are. If you try to camp in Florida, don't. But, I mean, if you go up to Montana, it's just well, you got to be careful, too. I mean, you always have a rifle with you kind of thing. And there's a certain caliber and a certain pistol. But, I mean, but it's very, very cool to actually live out there amongst, like, actual nature. There's no Starbucks.
Yeah, it's a very different experience when you're not at a public campground, when you kind of get far enough from your car where you know you can't run back and bail or grab this or that.
Exactly.
And it's a lot richer experience too. So sometimes people ask me, like, what do you do around the campfire all night long? Especially in the wintertime, I do a ton of winter camping, 40, 50, 70 nights a year, 20 below,
nice.
30 below, you name it. And people say, what the heck do you do all day when there's snow on the ground and it's too cold to get out and do anything? So
I keep warm.
there's a lot of cooking by the campfire. So
yes.
I usually call winter camping fat camping. There's you bring the Dutch oven and your sled. You bring you bring everything.
Absolutely.
And it's a good time. But also too, what I like to do especially with clients is we do a lot of challenges. So like I'll say, all right, let's say we're on a lake. I said, all right, everybody, let's try and make tip-ups. And whoever catches the first fish, wins the prize or something like that.
Nice.
And all of a sudden, you've
yeah.
got seven or eight tip-ups, on sticks and cord, and you're catching northerns all day. And it's fun. It's different, And people don't
think
that.
You're talking about pikes.
Really cool
northerns are pikes
yeah.
you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. They got teeth.
Because when I first saw your website, I wondered if it was like that TV show. It's kind of like My Dates when they come over, they're naked and afraid.
Naked and afraid.
I just wondered if
that's because they got out of your freaking van that says free kittens on the side, Frank.
I just wondered if people showed up there, they were expecting to like live on in the wilderness with nothing, or do you have them prepare, and like John said, are they like newbies, or do they come there with all their gear? I mean, or do you just have all kinds
yeah.
of people that show up?
So one of the things that can be kind of a challenge for me is because of it's through social media, it's through this meetup site that I run. So people can sign up from all over. I've had people come from, I think I've got members in 12 states now that show up to Wisconsin for some of these. And you don't always meet them until you meet them in the parking lot at a trailhead or wherever you're getting together. And so I don't
right.
always know ahead of time what these people have, what they know. And
right.
I do my best for every single trip. If I've got 5 trips a month in the summertime or in the fall, each trip has its own gear list. And I tell people when I send the gear list, hey, this is, if you have everything on this list, you'll have everything that you need without all the extra crap. And if you don't have everything on here and you're worried about something, let me know. And I can help provide it for you. If you don't want to spend $500 on a down sleeping bag, then by all means don't. I can help you get something to use for the weekend. If you like it down the road, maybe you want to splurge on a fancy sleeping bag. But
where can I rent a satellite phone so my little boy Bobby can get on Instagram? It's like don't come.
Well, so sometimes people come out there and they're upset because they can't get a signal, or they want to run back to the car for this and that. And so a lot of this stuff is written up in my event details. If we're doing a canoe trip, man, once we're on that water, there's no going back. And
right.
so I debrief the group a little bit before we do our trips. But
you're off
know,
the grid, people. You're off the grid. You will not be able to call
right.
grandma.
Yeah, for the vast majority though. The people that come out, I charge a little bit, and the people that come out have been fantastic.
That's cool.
They're out there because they really want to try this. I had somebody that came out when I first started this meetup site, and she had told me, I'd only gone car camping 8 times in my whole life. And I thought, great, this is a great place to break that barrier, do some backpacking.
Give it a shot,
out
yeah, exactly, absolutely.
And she gave me so much crap for winter camping, especially because I sleep in a hammock. I don't sleep in a tent, so it's 40 below. I'm in my hammock. and she thought this was the craziest thing she'd ever heard. We can get to that later. After a couple of events and a couple trips, she now not only goes out every month of the year. This is less than 2 years. She now goes out every single month of the year. She's hosting her own events through different websites, Facebook, things like
really?
That.
Really?
She's out all the. She's making her own gear now. And
that
I think,
is so cool! Oh my God!
She's gone all the way off the deep end, and I think it's fantastic.
So the hammock is kind of like an ongoing joke.
Well, no, the hammock it's really the most comfortable way to camp. I think no doubt. a lot of times I'll ask somebody, hey, what kind of stuff do you like to do? And they say, oh, I love camping, I love the outdoors. And I'll say, okay, well, how long? I'll ask them, when did you go camping last, or how often do you go camping? Oh, it's been years, it's been 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is. And I ask them, well, why is it? If you love to do it, why aren't you doing it all the time?
Because the Winnebago engine's not fixed yet.
So, I try to figure out, what's keeping them from going. Is it is it that they don't want to spend the money on the big, the hotel, the lodge? Is it because they don't have the right gear? Whatever it is, a lot of those things are really easily to overcome.
Well, it's your job to put their fears to rest. That's your job.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, people hear sound at night, they think the bears are going to take them out of the hammocks and drag them off. I do have a peanut butter policy that's kind of a running joke. until it happens, I guess, it's kind of a joke. I had this woman, she wanted to come and do a survival shelter building course in February in the UP. And February in the UP is known for deep snow, lots of snow. We actually had freezing rain the whole weekend, and she had never camped a day before in her life. So this is a case
where
I went to go.
She's a and never camped?
No. She's from California. She was
my bad.
It gets even better. So she's very nervous, and I helped her get some gear. We talked on the phone for a little bit, a couple times, helping her set up. And she was so nervous. She said, Nick, do you think I could, pay for somebody else to come out there just to help me set up and help me do this and do that. I said, the group that comes out on these, they're super nice. They'll help you out. We'll get you all set up. You're not going to freeze, And she asked me what the temperament was. A lot of women, they think that, these are all guys' trips. And the fact is they're almost 50-50 split every time.
I believe it.
So she was asking about the temperament of these guys in the group. And I said, we have a peanut butter policy. And so what's that? So here's what we do. If there's an asshole out there causing grief, we just peanut butter their tent at night. The bears drag them off, and then we don't have to deal with them again. It takes care of it. And we've never had a problem. We've had 137 events, never had a problem.
The bad boyfriend never comes back.
That's awesome. Now, Nick, I have to ask a question. When you're out there, because you always see this crap on TV. Now, do you eat bugs? Are there any edible bugs? And by the way, do they taste like chicken or bacon?
So, now, there's a lot of people in some of my classes, especially the survival courses, they almost want to eat bugs. They're expecting to eat bugs
right.
out there.
Right.
I don't feed my clients all bugs, but you can eat them. There's a lot of edible bugs, a lot of easy ones to find. You chop a piece of rotten wood open, they're full of grubs. The grubs, I've eaten a couple of grubs.
Grubs are full of juice. And that, I've done the grasshopper bed, I've done the little bugs. Grubs, they squirt.
Right. Yeah, you got to kind of eat them real quick.
Yeah, you do. They're
easy to catch, and they're easy to find a bunch of them.
They don't have legs. They kind of run away at a very slow pace. It's like catching a slug. It's like you throw it in your mouth, but they squirt. I don't mind grasshoppers and shit like that. I've had tons of – but, just chomping. Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, it's like stepping on a dog shit.
Grubs kind of taste like the wort that you're getting them out of. Sometimes a little bit of like an almondy flavor, but
almondy. Yeah, tastes like chicken.
Almondy.
Almondy. Yeah, almondy.
If people want to find you, I've got your website at meetup.com, my wilderness adventure group. And I have a question, like, how much does it cost? Like, if I wanted to go out there, but now that you told me it's 50-50 men and women, I'm kind of interested because I kind of like the woods.
He's desperate, dude. He's desperate.
So I got to throw this out there. I get emails all the time from members, from women that you know, they say, Nick, I want to go on this trip, but I don't want to be the only woman out there. And so I reassure them that, you know, out of my 5,000 members in the state, about 70% are women. And so and we have a usually 50% turnout men, 50-50 men and women. And, you know, the women, they're afraid they're going to be the only woman out there camping. And, you know, if you're a single guy looking for an outdoorsy girl, man, there's no better place to come out with this group, because there's a
And Frank, make sure you give Frank the peanut butter too. Just give him the peanut butter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't done any you know, sort of singles events, and then I won't through Meetup, but just throwing it out there. There's a lot of people, a lot of singles come out there trying to meet other people with similar interests. I mean, that's kind of the purpose of that forum of Meetup.
Now do you rent tent cams or? that sounds like a lot of freaking fun, though. You're way up there. Wisconsin, it ain't nothing like Jersey. I mean, Jersey camping sucks.
Yeah, no kidding. So what does it cost? If I want to go there for a weekend.
Yeah, so here's the thing with my cost. If I charge what a regular guide service outfitter charges, it's, you know, people, you know, 20s, 30s, people that are working, they don't necessarily have all that extra cash. They're not going to come and do this sort of thing. So my goal is to get more people out there, period. And, you know, over the years, I've worked in a lot of nature centers. I also teach for UW-Milwaukee now. I do all their outdoor adventure courses. And there's a lot of programs for youth, for inner city youth and children. And
Frank's not a,
that
Frank's
sort of
not a youth.
Yeah, when the millennials were children, you know, 25 years ago, we didn't have all those same type of options. And so that whole age group, we had the video game boom in the 80s, right? So we all went indoors. And now we're trying to get more kids outdoors, but we're all grown up. And we didn't have that background necessarily. So I've been targeting
Pokemon Go is one of the best things that ever happened. I play it on level 36, bitch. That's right. I play it, and the kids are out around here running around and out catching monsters. I love it. They're outdoors, not sitting at home in front of a big TV. So
I got folks that try and catch Pokemon out in the woods. It happens.
Pokemon Go.
But basically, yeah, so as far as price, I'm trying to get some of the younger folks out there. And so, like, my survival course was $200 for the weekend. A lot of the backpacking trips are $75 or less. I've got a canoe trip, a couple canoe trips planned. They're $150 a piece, which is, you know, fraction. If you go through a guide company or some big, you know, brick and mortar place, you're gonna pay $450, $700.
Right.
And the types of people that go to those things too, it's a different clientele.
When we get off air, I need to find out when you're gonna have all the hot woodsy women show up.
Oh God, he's the Bill Cosby on the trip. Yeah. Hey, want my roofie colada? Yeah. Take a sip, honey.
Nick's gonna call me. Hey, dude, you got to show up. There's gonna be 8 hot woodsy women showing up this weekend, and I'll be there, dude. I'll be in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they all got a dog. They all got a dog in their purse. Oh, come on, dude.
All right, check out Nick's website, which is meetup.com, my wilderness adventure group.
That sounds like
fun.
That's inexpensive. That's cheap. He's talking about is very cheap. It's very, very, very cheap.
I've got a lot of sponsors in the community, a lot of businesses, outdoor retailers that even offer free gear rental, like really nice gear.
What's the website? What's the website they can contact you on?
They can contact me through the Meetup website, which is meetup.com/mywildernessadventuregroup, or they can find me on Facebook.
Wait, you're talking faster. You're talking faster than a Jersey dude.
Well,
say that again.
We've got the link on our show. All you do is click and go. It's It's meetup.com/mywildernessadventuregroup. And you can go
okay,
find it.
Right.
And also, Nick, they can contact you via Facebook, I assume.
Yep, Nick of the Woods on Facebook.
Nick of the Woods.
Nick of the Woods.
That's what I'm looking at. Okay.
No, Nick,
Nick,
I'm serious. Yeah. I'm coming out there. When you're telling me there's like a 50-50 ratio and you've got these hot, woodsy women that are showing up, hey, I'm there. I don't know shit about camping, but I'm there.
Oh.
In the past, a lot of these programs, like my survival courses, 100% men. Winter camping, it was 100% men. And now that I've started using social media, it's just fantastic to get a lot more women out there.
It's like Turkish bathhouses too. So you gotta look at this guy from a full lens scope. I mean, he's got the van with the porthole in the back. I mean, that's bad to begin with.
Yeah. All right. Well, everybody, check out Nick's website. Check him out on Facebook. And if you want to go learn about wilderness survival, he's your man. And it sounds like a lot of fun.
He sounds like
just
a very cool dude. I've never met him. He just sounds cool.
He does. And make sure you're not the guy who ends up with the peanut butter. That's all I can say.
You will be.
So
Frank,
on that
you
note,
will be.
Nick, thank you very much for joining us, and you're welcome to come back if you've got anything special going on, and you got any like hot women weekend. Make sure you touch base and let us know.
I'm just starting to do some big international trips, and they're again super cheap and really really kind of fancy. So,
cool.
Yeah, taking a group to Mount Everest this fall.
Wow.
Average age is 30. Yep. And
cool.
And price wise, $2,600 including airfare for the whole shebang.
Tibet. I mean, how many people go to Nepal, Tibet, wherever the hell it is? It's in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, I get it.
And then I'm doing a Amazon jungle trip next year in the fall.
Oh,
so,
now there's where you get some grubs. Those grubs
can
be on your arm.
Yeah, we'll be learning how to make blowguns and bows. We'll be hunting monkeys and caiman and fishing and.
Holy shit, dude, that's crazy stuff.
It'll be a really, really fantastic trip. So,
I think I'm staying in Wisconsin. I don't think I want to go out there in the Amazon.
Yeah, the only Amazon Frank knows is .com. I mean, that's
yeah,
as far Amazon as that goes.
.com. That's all I know. Yeah. All right, thank you.
That's a little different.
Yeah.
It was great having you on the show. All right, check out his website. It's, once again, meetup.com, My Wilderness Adventure Group. We got to run. We're running out of time. And I did want to add one thing, John. We've had a change in our demographics, and I wanted to let you know
really?
That.
So Vietnam is out of the picture now?
Yes, based on our latest results of countries that listen to our show, the U.S. is
number
one.
Oh, here we go. Belgium.
Australia number two, France
really?
is number three, which surprised me. Argentina, and who is number five? You'll never guess. Take a wild guess.
Wisconsin.
it will be after tonight. But Egypt is on our list
Egypt.
Of the top five countries. Don't know why, but yeah, Vietnam.
Wow.
Vietnam. Fell out of the top five, and Egypt is number five. Anyway,
and Singapore didn't even rank. Myanmar didn't even come up. Well, Burma, whatever you want to call it. Oh, nothing. Oh, wow. I'm surprised.
But we are.
I figured my buddies from Sri Lanka would have signed in or something like that. I mean, where's
right,
Bangladesh?
It,
I mean, come on, man. I mean, how about Kashmir? What? Come on.
Kashmir. I always like Kashmir. All right.
Oh,
is there anything
Pasha.
Else you want to add before we go?
Yeah, I'm really, really bored. I get a house on Monday, and I got a freaking crazy-ass, stupid beer hot sauce craziness thing going on tomorrow. Oh, I'm full of vim and vigor. Don't eat the rabbits. Leave them alone. If you want to read the story, go on John Dilly on Facebook.
Yeah, go on John Dilly.
And
don't forget.
Or Nugget
Von
Beals, the bunny. Yes.
next Friday night, you and I are going to have Patrick Fetters on if this all goes as planned. And we're going to have
Pet the Ferret guy. Yeah, Pet the Ferret.
About us.
Now, like I said, does he want me to cut off some hair on various parts of my body or point out the things,
we'll
or what does
we'll
he need?
We'll find out this week. I'll let you know later
okay.
this week. All right. Then
yeah, please do.
What you always say? What is it what you always say so I can sign off?
Oh, see you guys next Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel, bitches.
I keep gritting my teeth, I keep hitting the ground. Got my hands full of grease, fingernails whittled down. They pick me up and they put me down. But when the smoke done settle, I stood my ground. Now ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I've been kept in the fog, now I'm ready to bust. If you live my life, you ain't got time to trust. I've been blue collar pride since I rode the bus. Saw my life on the line, blood, sweat, and the grind. I live what I spit, bullshitting aside. Always been first place, I ain't got time to tie. So you can put away the hearse, I ain't got time to die. They pick me up and they put me down, drag my name all over town, brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. Oh, this is my life and this is my road. It feels like home to me. And all of you that had your doubts are just a memory. I know that this road is so damn tough and my back's up against the wall. I'll pick myself back up again and prove to all of y'all that we ain't no punks.
Hell no,
no we ain't no punks.
Hell no.
We stand our ground, make our family proud, and show you how to get her done. No, we won't back down.
No,
we won't back down. Through a cloud of smoke, you gon' see my ass as I raise hell through your town. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
Pedal, let the smoke settle clear. I'll be staring at the world through my rearview mirror. All I need is my crowd and my crowd gonna cheer. When life is tough, just shift another gear. Now pump your fist like this. Raise hell, mother. Raise hell, mother. Now pump your fist like this. Pump your fist. Pump your fist.
They pick me up and they put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here. The woods from the trailer parks. This good old boy done become a star. Not a dead man, a dream. Now my dream took me far. I'm still standing here. I love the crowd cause they lift me up when they're screaming out my name. If I'm going down tonight, then I'm going down in flames. They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town. Brush them off and held my ground. I'm still standing here.
The gas on the sandy beach. You'll get high from riding 8 seconds deep. I get high from the needle on my back with ink. And how some of you suckers wanna be like me. Got no time for paparazzi taking my shot. I got no time for the critics that are wanting my spot. Got no time for the job. I'll see you at the top. I'm never gonna quit and I'll never, never stop.
They pick me up and then put me down. Drag my name all over town.